The Scourge of Malaria. Malaria is an infection that is often fatal and inevitably affects every part of a patient's body. Recently, it was reported that an intravenously inducible medicine has now come on the market. The good news is that only few people, such as pregnant women, are ineligible for treatment. That report appears to be grounded on indisputable facts and is a boon for sufferers from an infectious disease that causes so much grief for its victims. The only known side effect so far is that such injections may induce a degree of drowsiness. Patients will prefer this condition to having to lie on their beds totally inert for the duration of the illness. This infamous scourge has traditionally killed most of those who contracted it, either in old age or in their infancy. Among sufferers in those particular age groups, only those individuals of indomitable strength did previously have much chance of surviving an attack of the infection. Moreover, those who were struck by malaria in the prime of their lives not seldom became infertile. Doctors who had been recommending nothing but a few days' rest for those afflicted, yet considered their advice to be infallible, have now clearly been proved wrong. Their indolent attitude was the cause of much unnecessary pain and suffering. Why did those medical practitioners persist in their ill-advised obstinacy? Perhaps it was because of their individualism, or was it inertia? Or it might have been due to the inferior training received by some of the senior members of the medical profession. Then again, many doctors were certainly less than industrious in caring for people in their charge. Whatever the reason, the low survival rates among particular groups of patients were inextricably linked to the inferiority of the treatment they had received.